It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning. Scott Luton here with you live today on Supply Chain Now Radio as we are broadcasting from Jumpstart 19, the definitive supply chain intelligence gathering, going on 20 years, I believe, with the fine folks at SMC3. And I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Will Hairway. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you back.
Man, Supply Chain City, baby, 2019.
Well, this, if you're in supply chain, this place, Jumpstart 19, is the place to be this week. And again, thanks to our good friends over at SMC3 for having us. We'll be broadcasting all day here.
Yeah,
today. Lots of, I think, six or seven different interviews lined up. In this opening segment, as we mentioned, we've got Will co-hosting on the, this is really under the hashtag Supply Chain City series that we have that's been growing with Supply Chain Now Radio. But we're joined on this opening segment, the leadoff segment, the Otis Nixon segment, with like Brian Brian that. Thompson, Chief Commercial Officer with SMC3. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you with us here. And Joe Tillman, Chief Operating Officer with LogisticsTrainingCenter.com. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have both of y'all. I know it's a busy time, especially on y'all's end. So let's dive right in. So let's start with Brian. And Brian, if you would tell our audience a little bit about yourself, but let's start. You live in the Kansas City area, right?
Well, I used to live in the Kansas City area.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about the Chiefs, man. Will and I, we're pulling for the Chiefs.
We are still a little depressed about it.
Now, they're in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, if only.
Maybe not. Patriots, both of those championship games went to overtime, which were great football games for the fans. But I think most of the country wanted to see the Chiefs overcome
Saints.
Tom Brady, Chiefs.
Well,
and
maybe not here in Atlanta. Maybe not you particularly.
Right. But Brian, tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. So so most of my experience in transportation is on the carrier side. Most recently, I was the head of pricing at YRC Freight for 6 years. But I have got 20 years in transportation and supply chain management. Again, most on the analytics side of things, right, with the carriers, working with our 3PL and shipper partners to make it happen for them and serve their needs at a good fair price. But more recently, about 18 months ago, I made a shift to SMC3 as the Chief Commercial Officer. So now I've moved to the Atlanta area. So Jumpstart's really convenient for me. So I've been here for almost 2 years now, and I head up the sales and the marketing and our industry education teams at SMC3.
Oh, that's terrific.
So are you traveling a good bit in and out of the world's best airport here in Atlanta?
Yes, traveling a good bit. Glad that the TSA workers are back at work.
We all are happy about that.
And hopefully everything continues to move smoothly, indefinitely. But definitely glad to be here, glad to be in Atlanta. And yes, doing quite a bit of travel and enjoying getting to meet a bunch of new folks from around the industry.
Great, yeah.
So if our audience picks up on a little country twang, that is where we're broadcasting live from Jumpstart. We've got some great country music getting the folks jazzed for a full day of supply chain thought leadership. So Brian, well, thanks for taking time out. We want to dive right into this exciting news here in a second on the CLTL. But we understand you're collaborating a lot with Joe and the LogisticsTrainingCenter.com. So Joe Tillman, tell us a little about yourself as well.
Yeah, sure, Scott. And let's just back up just a second. You said that Otis Nixon moment, and I can remember Otis Nixon with the Atlanta Braves. Oh, God, that's what, mid-90s?
Yeah.
Early 90s, yep. I can remember there was that one play
where
he let, yeah, the catch.
The catch.
That is like the biggest thing that,
against the
captured
Pirates.
My childhood. Now, yes.
I do have a question, but was he, I do not remember, I'm asking, was he really the leadoff man?
Yeah,
he was always the leadoff man.
He was he was a part of the Braves like 89 through to mid 90s.
Yeah.
And a leadoff one of the fastest guys.
Back when they let fast guys lead off.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now they don't let him do that anymore. They bat him ninth.
Yes, all contact, no power, but the guy, to your point, Joe, He must have leapt 8 feet.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was an incredible leap. I mean, it was just starting in a squat position. He just went right up that wall. It was an amazing catch.
And not just a great catch, but a key point in that game against the Pirates, which really saved the game. So, but that was a good snapshot of things to come with Andrew Jones later on.
And but, you know, it was always such a disappointment, too, to watch the Braves. Mm. How many times did we go to the playoffs or to the World Series and not come out with
anything?
Now,
you had to go there,
Jim. I had to go there.
You're
going to
get
okay.
him. You're going to get him sad.
Right.
This is his thing now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
it's
not
obviously
get too
your
far
thing, too.
This.
So I like that you're commiserating about
That's
it,
right.
though, to be honest.
Yeah. But I really commiserate with Brian over here.
That's right.
With the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, everybody on my flight, it was
just
last
bummed.
Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next guy sitting across from me, he was a Patriots fan. He just stands up, rips open his shirt, and in there, and people just love to hate us.
Wow.
Shirt on for the Patriots, and it's like, yeah, just go ahead and sit back down. Half the plane was just go sit back down. We were even delayed because they couldn't get people moving onto the flight, which was pretty awesome.
This is a post-flight boo for that guy, wherever he is. Boo.
Yeah, thank you.
So clearly lots of sports passion around the table here as we talk about a lot of cool things in supply chain. But there's a lot of passion around helping folks get certified and advance their profession and help organizations get better in the LTL space. So, but first, tell us about your quick background.
Yep. I apologize about that, but
I'll talk Braves all
day. Yeah, so background, you know, I always say that I got into logistics, transportation, and Boy Scouts when they made me the quartermaster of my patrol.
There you
so
go.
Managing equipment, managing everything with it. Went into video stores, worked there, managing inventory. With that, and then went and worked for the railroad, and at the University of Georgia, I drove buses around campus, then worked in the parts in the maintenance shop for about 3 years while I was at UGA. Then I went to the railroad. I was a conductor with Union Pacific.
Wow.
Came home.
Man.
Yeah, you know, I love the railroad. It's a great job. It's a really great job, great experience, but learned quickly that waiting on a red light is not my passion.
Mm.
So
you're in the wrong city.
Exactly. You know, and then I went into distribution with Walmart for about 2 years before I decided to focus full time on an MBA.
Okay.
But after I got out, you know, at my mentor, Carl Manrote, and I, we've worked close together for the last 10, 15 years. And one of the big things was always about education and how do we provide and get more knowledge out there for people.
Mm.
So that's really where Logistics Training Center kind of comes into play for both of us. And one of our colleagues, Pete Moore, who's also who's the dean of Logistics Training Center. So, you know, it's just a confluence of a bunch of different things. Here over the last 5-6 years, I've been doing, corporate trainings for a lot of warehousing and distribution and transportation professionals. So,
yeah.
So the big news this week, so Joe and Brian with the launch of CLTL. So tell us, you know, from a higher level, what does this mean for the transportation industry first, Brian?
Well, I think it's very important, especially when it comes to less than truckload transportation. It's not quite as intuitive as some of the other modes of transportation.
Right.
It's very complex, especially when you get
it's hard to track. It's such small quantities we're talking about.
Right. Usually it's a small percentage of an overall corporation's transportation spend, and it's got kind of an archaic beginning, especially when you talk about the pricing side of LTL. But, you know, even the movement of freight is much more complex with LTL than, say, full truckload or on the rail. I mean, people can imagine in their head, you know, point to point, but when you talk about the logistics of I'm going to be sharing space on a trailer with 10 to 20 other shipments and it's going to be handled, you know, 2, 3, 4 times as it crosses the country, you know, how fast is it going to get there?
Right.
What's the reliability going to be? And then what most transportation professionals are concerned about is, you know, am I getting a fair price? Am I getting the right price?
Yeah.
Hey, I just got hit with a new fee because there's this rule out there I don't understand. And so, you know, at SMC3, a little bit about ourselves, we're a trade association. We've been around for 85 years, since 1935.
Yeah.
And, you know, the three in SMC3, one of those tenets is education. So we are founded on data, technology, and education. Mm. And ever since I mean, even back when I was with the carrier, Spent a lot of time with brokers and 3PLs, and you know, there's a lot of turnover, especially in the lower ranks, the folks that are negotiating rates, the folks that are securing capacity. So I was always fielding questions about you know, this thing or that thing. And then I came to SMC3, and you know, one of the great things that attracted me at SMC3 is the fact that, you know, I can share my knowledge with the whole mm-hmm. industry, with all the different stakeholders. And it's really really important to focus on the education piece. I mean, we try to do that at our conferences, whether it be Jumpstart in January here in Atlanta, or our summer conference with the Connections conference in June each summer. And now, you know, we're thrilled to be able to offer formalized classes. We partnered with Joe here and the rest of his team to put together a complete course. Have five individual courses really offer, I mean, CLTL stands for basically Certified LTL Professional.
Less than truckload. So just walking through those five here, the fundamentals of LTL, 201, LTL Operations, 202, LTL Carrier Pricing and Costing, 203, 204 is U.S. LTL Transportation Laws and Regulations. And then the fifth one, LTL Business Analytics, which is, that's like table stakes these days, analytics, right?
Absolutely, it is. And that last course, I mean, that's going to be more in-depth, taking what you've learned in the first four courses and really understanding how to do, for example, bid analytics.
Right.
How do you choose the right location? How can you determine what the change in your freight spend is going to be if you move from, say, Atlanta to Memphis or et cetera? So that goes a lot more in-depth. And the first four courses really kind of build up to that one. And then we end, you know, in order to get the certification in the end, there will be a test to prove you've secured the knowledge set. And then this helps to get the certification, helps in your career. It's another resume builder. It's another proof point that you do understand the fundamentals of LTL, from operations to pricing to costing and so on.
Right.
So if I
just
can,
just to kind of tag in a little bit here with what Brian was talking about, especially with the business analytics, and what's really great about this, that's really, I think, the differentiator, mm-hmm. if mm-hmm. I can speak today. I can say reciprocity and Auskitzeichnet, no problems, but trying to spit out another word. But anyway, the point is that that is more like an individual project. So while the courses are all online and available online, this is something that they're going to have to complete offline using tools such as Access or Excel files in order to complete some of the analytical parts of that as a project for them. So that's one of those key things, I think, about this that really is going to work well with SMC3 as our partner in getting people in.
So here on the copy I'm looking at, the informational copy, vet pricing is available. So are y'all looking to work with the members of the veteran community and help engage them to, you know, help them, equip them with a certification or a credential that will help with their transition?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So one of the things too is that, you know, that you have the certification itself. So there's a separate exam, and then you also have the courses. You know, as I said in the beginning, our focus here is really on providing education to professionals so that they can further their knowledge, especially on the LTL industry, because there is so many variables here that come into play, and it's not just a straightforward shipping truckload where you fill in a 53-foot trailer, ship it from point to point.
Yep.
That's the big thing. So you can either just take all the courses, or you can go through and take the exam, or you can do it in combination.
Got it.
Just depending on your depth of history and how your work history and work experience and how knowledgeable you already are. So you have those two options.
Sort of like the APIC certification in this guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lots of there's so much moving, no pun intended, so many moving pieces, part of the supply chain. It's neat to see a real targeted credential like this, because just the LTL space alone, I think, Brian, you alluded to earlier, there's constantly moving parts. There's some standardization, but then there's lots of little islands of excellence in how we do things. So this is, it seems like it's really hitting a sore spot or there's a need for something this specific, this targeted, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, the demand that we've seen just from conversationally speaking about this for the last 6 months with various partners, I mean, people come up to us and now they're asking about it, you know,
yeah.
People that we haven't spoken to. So the word is definitely getting around. We've got actually here at Jumpstart on Wednesday, we are doing a full day in-person class on the 203 course, the LTL carrier pricing and costing. And you know, we've got over 30 folks registered. And, you know, for the first launch of this program, I'm extremely pleased with how receptive the audience has been.
So do you change that, the messaging and the education, like if you're talking to a freight forwarder versus if you're talking to a shipper, you know, can you kind of outline for us how you would,
sure.
How that helps either of them?
Sure. Yeah. So obviously, I mean, you know, the rules, I mean, the facts of dealing with LTL transportation stays the same, whether
right.
you're a broker, a 3PL, a shipper, a carrier. But really, we wanted to portray the perspectives of and make it applicable to all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I mean, Joe is part of the team, and you could probably speak more to some of the other professors and the experience of some of the folks yeah. that we have that help put the material together, that they really represent all of those individual stakeholders to make sure we've got their perspectives represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we like to call it the middle of the road philosophy. Because, you know, if you can stick with the middle of the road, you can hit most of everything. And it wasn't intentional as a one-size-fits-all, but what we're trying to do is get the basics down. We're working with Pete Moore. He also has a pricing column in Logistics Management Magazine. He's a professor at Georgia College and State University, and I believe at the College of Charleston as well. So, you know, he's been in the industry. He's built his own 3PL. Started his own company, bulk companies. So, I mean, he's been in the industry for
he's
a while.
He's done it, not just taught it.
Exactly.
Done it.
This, yeah. You know, we're working with professionals that have done it. John Mascaratello, if you know him from Clayton State.
But he also came from industry before.
Exactly.
He was a great addition to the
Clayton
State.
And that's
team.
One of the key things, you know, and I think that's why SMC3, we wanted to partner together is because, you know, we have the context with key practitioners and bringing them in so that they're not just getting here's the theory behind it, now go out and apply it. And that's one of the things on the course on Wednesday is we have an entire section that is apply your learning.
Mm.
So everything that you learn up to that point on carrier pricing and costing, you're going to have to do in practice.
Okay.
And that's also the nice thing too, you know, we do this on site, so you get interaction with the people who have created the courses, talking with them, providing information to them. So it's going to be a learning experience for everyone involved. But, you know, on this end, you know, you get to interact with them. But that's also the nice thing, too, even though these are online courses for the CLTL program, it is you have that opportunity for live interaction with the professor or with the instructor. So you're going to connect with them on LinkedIn. You're going to send them information or updates. We are going to be monitoring and seeing how progress goes. So if it looks like you're having an issue, then the instructor can reach out. So we're trying to create a hybrid between a college technical school type training program,
yeah.
but also online, but giving that that personal touch
right.
to it. So that, you know, and I think, you know, a number of online programs or classes that I've set through, it's just somebody droning on.
Yeah,
and
talking,
it sounds like a very professional voice. Yeah, professional actor talking to you, at you. Exactly, Scott.
Yeah.
Will. Exactly, talking at you. And that's why we're trying to change that conversation of moving from talking at you to talking with you and trying to hold a conversation so that we keep you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
To move through right. the course, kind of mini applications.
Checkpoints.
Thank
or,
you, or yeah. checkpoints, yeah, so that we can test your knowledge and make sure that you captured the essential information of what was before that.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, it's we're trying to set this up again to make sure that the individual actually learns something. They come back with something that's actionable that they can take back to their job
right.
that day or the next day when they leave here on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to have y'all back on. We've talked with Tom Swenson about some synergies between one of our sponsors, Apex Atlanta, and what we're doing with the CLTL. So I think there's lots of common threads and kindred spirits. So we want to have y'all back on, especially as in the months ahead, as after the post-launch. I'm sure there'll be some learnings and there'll be some different ideas as the program evolves. But what a great targeted program that is really needed in the supply chain space. We look forward to learning more in the months ahead. So how do we, real quick, as we kind of wrap up here, how do folks learn more about the CLTL?
Well, they can certainly contact SMC3.
Okay.
We'll have all the facts out there. We'll have a link on our website. The
website is SMC3.com. That 3 is the numeral, not the word.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So also logisticstrainingcenter.com.
Yep. And at the top, SMC3 courses. So you'll see that we have the branding on there for them as well, so that we are showcasing. And I mean, this is really what's great about the partnership that we're developing, is that we are working this together as we go through. Mm. So, I mean, it's really a true partnership.
Well, Brian Thompson, Chief Commercial Officer with SMC3, thanks so much for joining us today. Joe Tillman, the Chief Operating Officer with LogisticsTrainingCenter.com. We appreciate you joining us as well. Exciting collaboration, and we look forward to having you all back on to check in on the program and figure out how we can help you get the good word out.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Thank you for your time.
You bet.
Thanks.
Enjoy an exciting day here at Jumpstart 19. So, Will, that was a fast leadoff session. We're going to have you all back talk Braves, too. So. Pitchers and catchers report in a couple weeks. So that wraps up our leadoff segment of the day here at Jumpstart 19. Stay tuned as we broadcast live interviews and thought leadership from this lively event all day long. Be sure to check out our upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at www.supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of Will Haraway and the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you a wonderful week. It's Monday, right? Goodness gracious. And we hope to see you next time here on Supply Chain Now Radio.